The men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. Let's just get to it. You might remember this story for Monday. Our very own Mike Hawk brought us this one, but a United States Postal Service driver in Florida, he's facing criminal charges for trying to run over a 10-year-old after he saw the 10-year-old was riding a scooter with a package that he had just delivered. Now, the boy was bringing the package to a neighbor's house after it was dropped off at his home by accident. But 41-year-old William White Jr., he's accused of trying to hit the 10-year-old while he was riding a scooter with the package. Now, White dropped off the package at the wrong address. The kid saw the package was meant for a different address. So the kid, he grabbed the package, placed it on his electric scooter to take it to the correct address, just trying to be a decent young man. Well, White saw the boy with the package and thought that he was attempting to steal it. So he drove his USPS vehicle toward the child, managed to run over the scooter, narrowly missing the boy and causing the kid to injure his ankle while he tried to get out of the way. Well, the child was able to get into a nearby yard prior to the scooter being hit. But White then grabbed the scooter from underneath his vehicle, and placed it on the truck. And then White started driving away while the boy's parents came outside to confront him. He allegedly yelled at the boy before leaving. Now, White was questioned about the incident several days later, and he was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, petty theft because he took the scooter, and criminal mischief.
Jesus.
And look, man, I get if you're a postal worker, you don't want the porch pirate thing. But again, it is a 10-year-old child. And even if the kid had stolen the package, running them over with a mail van, that's not the right course of action.
And I don't care if you're a parent or not, and you live in a neighborhood. You might not know every neighbor, but if you're a kid and you play outside and you play in that neighborhood,
yeah, you probably recognize
you know
that.
Every name. You know every you might not associate them with all the time, but you know exactly who lives where.
And either way, the kid, he just wanted to take the package to the right house. But we move on. We have a couple, both in their 30s. They've been married for 3 years. They had two young children together, but their life was turned upside down last winter when the husband sadly was diagnosed with a rare liver disease called primary biliary cirrhosis. Anyway, the doctors informed the man that without a suitable liver transplant, he only had about a year left to live. Well, doctors discovered that the patient's wife was a suitable donor, and it seemed like a miracle that occurred, but the man's happiness was short-lived as the wife informed the doctors and her husband's family that she'd suffered from a, quote, pathological fear of needles and sharp objects and could not go to the surgery to donate part of her liver. Again,
part of it.
Just need part of her liver.
I was going to say, she can't live without a liver.
Yeah, they're not going to say, don't think, they just need part of it because it will regenerate itself. Her husband has a year left to live. It is a serious condition. She is compatible, like 95%. Like, you can't ask for a better scenario, except that she says, yeah, man, I'm scared of needles and sharp objects. I can't do the surgery. Well, when all seemed lost, a brain-dead donor was found. The husband underwent a successful liver transplant. But that's not the end of the story, you see, because following his recovery, the man began investigating his wife's fear of needles and sharp objects, and he discovered that she had undergone an appendectomy and several blood tests without any issues, both of them requiring needles and sharp objects. Well, the woman admitted that her so-called phobia was actually more of a deep fear of complications during the surgery that could potentially leave her children without a mother. And the explanation, not enough to appease her spouse, he filed a lawsuit against her, accusing her of malicious abandonment and ignoring her marital duties. Well, the story sparked a heated debate online, but the court ended up siding with the wife, arguing that organ donation, in her right, it is a personal matter of personal bodily autonomy, cannot be considered an obligation even between spouses. But the ruling also acknowledged that the woman's refusal was based on reasonable concern for the well-being of her children.
I'm assuming he divorced her.
I don't have that follow-up, but I would think so.
I feel like once you sue your wife, it kind of leads towards divorce.
I would think. Yeah, you're kind of at the point of no return. And now we go to Florida, where four Polk County detention deputies, they resigned, along with three supervisors who were suspended after it was discovered that an inmate that they believed was sleeping, well, they were actually dead. So the Polk County Sheriff's Office, they said the detention deputies obviously neglected their duties, but they were responsible for routine checks on inmates. That, according to S.E. Ward, S.E. Ward was the inmate who was housed in the jail's mental health facility when she died. Now, they indicated that she was sleeping on multiple occasions, when the investigation later determined she was dead, and that's why she was sleeping so much. Now, the detention deputies, they did resign before they could be fired. Three supervisors were suspended without pay for 3 weeks for failing to ensure compliance with our general orders, blah, blah, blah. Now, an autopsy did determine that her cause of death was something I cannot even remotely pronounce, but it is a heart disease. And they said it's for many years of drug and substance abuse and an unhealthy lifestyle. There's no evidence that the of physical trauma or that the deputy's negligence contributed to her death. So they're not suggesting that they contributed to her death, just over the course of a few days, like, ah, yeah, man, she's sleeping. Only to find out she's dead. So again, the three stories. We have the a mail truck driver in Florida who saw a 10-year-old who he believed was stealing a package, so he tried to run the kid over in the mail truck. We have the woman, the story's out of South Korea. We have the woman who said, ah, I know I'm compatible with my liver to help you live longer than 1 year, but I got a problem with needles and sharp objects, only to find out later that she donates blood and has had an appendectomy, so she can get past that. And finally, the four Polk County detention deputies who basically said that the sleeping that the dead inmate was just sleeping.
How long had it been since they checked on her?
A few days, but they don't give an exact count.
All right, Ted, I'm going to say the U.S. Postal Service driver sucks the most because he tried to run over a 10-year-old kid. Now, as far as who sucks less, I do agree with the judge as far as a person's right to donate part of their body is their right.
Absolutely.
Even if it's their spouse. Whatever the deal is on that, obviously they should not probably be together.
I think her reasoning is what, but I mean, they're right. Yeah. Like, it's my organs. I can do whatever I like.
I doubt she likes her husband that much. She's probably just tired of him at this point.
Obviously. So she's going to let his ass die.
But the woman's dead. The detention deputies, yes, they should have gone in and checked on her.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they should have done all that, but they were not responsible for her passing.
Correct.
They just did not do their job.
Yeah.
So in this instance, I'm going to say the four detention deputies in Florida suck the least.
Yeah, but I mean, that's their job.
Well, they couldn't revive her. All they could do is go, hey, she's dead. And,
but that's part of your job.
But part of the checking is like, maybe she was making sounds or something. You know what I mean? Like, to just walk by itself for 4 days.
Yep.
Or however many. If it's more than a day, I mean, that's just not their job. Their job is to check on people.
Yep. Yeah.
And if they don't show up, you would get in trouble. So that one's pretty bad. But I'm with you. I think this lady sucks.
Organ donation lady.
Yes.
She's right. It is her choice. What bugs me about her, then just say that. Or say, look, I want you to die, but I don't have to murder you now.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
That's all. I'm just not doing it.
But
I don't feel comfortable doing
it. Scared of needles, blah, blah, blah. Then it's like, you got an appendectomy and you donate blood. I mean,
And it was a random disease. Like, I could see maybe.
It was a really bad liver disease, but they said, look, man, you got this. It sucks, but you got a year left to live.
I mean, the only thing I could figure is that if it was just something he did on his own, he was at the bar every night and got to the girl, and she was like, you did it to yourself, but that still seems pretty harsh. You have children together.
Yeah.
You're not donating your whole liver, part of it.
And the thing is, you know, they try to find all these donors. When they finally tested her, they realized, like, oh, you're 95% mad. How perfect is that? Like, yeah, I'm not doing that.
So, but I am with Miles. At the end of the day, it's her liver.
It is.
Yep. Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You're listening to the Men's Room.